The United States says it expects that the UN Security Council would endorse any final nuclear agreement between Iran and the P5 plus one.
We would anticipate that if we're able to reach a joint comprehensive plan of action between the P5 plus one and Iran, an endorsement vote would be held by the UN Security Council. And that should really come as no surprise, given the permanent members of the Security Council are the ones negotiating the deal with Iran. Given that these sanctions were put in place through UN Security Council resolutions, they would need to, there would be action required to pull them back. But of course, the timing and how that would work is not yet determined.
Saki said Washington might not lift its unilateral restrictions imposed on Iran, even if the Security Council decides to ease its sanctions on the country. Tehran and the P5 plus one are currently working to complete the outlines of a nuclear deal by the end of this month. They have by the end of June to clinch a full agreement. A senior European diplomat has said that even if the two sides agree on a framework by the end of March, further serious negotiations would be needed to strike a final deal. The diplomat hailed the progress made in the talks over the last weeks, but acknowledged there are still some very difficult issues to be addressed. Iran and the P5 plus one are due to resume talks in Lausanne, Switzerland next week.